You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 29th of July 2019, a Monday, the beginning of the trading week. All that took place on the Lal Street over the course of the last week and all that we can expect over the course of this one is what I bring to you on this edition of a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Persistent selling by foreign institutional investors on the Lal Street pulled the benchmark indices below their respective support levels in the week gone by. Foreign institutional investors pulled out more than 7,000 crore rupees from the cash segment of Indian equity markets, while for the month they have pulled out more than 14,000 crore rupees. The S&P BSE Sensex failed to hold on to 38,000, while the Nifty 50 closed below 11,300 levels for the week ended July 26th. Apart from persistent selling by FIIs, muted corporate earnings growth from India Inc., concerns over a slowdown in the Indian economy, below normal monsoon, trade talks, as well as geopolitical concerns weighed on sentiment. The BSE Sensex lost 1.19%, while the Nifty 50 saw a dip of 1.18% for the week ended the 26th of July. But the bigger fall was seen in the broader market. The BSE Small Cap Index dropped 1.88%, while the BSE Mid Cap Index closed 1.58% lower. As many as 29 stocks in the BSE 500 Index fell 10 to 20%, and that list included names like Jet Airways, Vinati Organics, Gruh Finance, VIP Industries, Care Ratings, Vodafone Idea, Bajaj Electricals, McLeod Russell, Cox & Kings, among others. The rupee on Friday rose by 15 paise to close at 68.89 against the American currency, snapping its 4 days of losses following a recovery in the domestic equity market. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the cash segment of Indian equity markets for 1,503 crore rupees, while DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 1,917 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be from the earnings front yet again. As many as 72 stocks will declare their results for the quarter ended June, and that list includes names like Castrol India, Cochin Shipyard, Dr. Reddy's, DLF, Orient Cement, Sanofi India, Spark, Tata Sponge, and Bank of Maharashtra. We have some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal. Dr. Reddy's PAT is likely to fall by 7% year-on-year. Sanofi India PAT is likely to grow by 3% year-on-year. And Strides Pharma PAT is likely to grow by 3,500% year-on-year. So we'd be curious to find out what exactly happens with these stocks and we'll of course be here to let you know all about it. A quick look at the charts now. Nifty has formed a bullish candle on the daily charts, while a third bearish candle on a weekly basis. The positive close is a good thing, as bulls have managed to take charge of the Lal Street after many days, but a pullback rally is only possible if the index closes decisively above 11,300. The initial targets for the rally continue to be around 11,400, while on the downside, supports are seen at 11,210 and 11,100 levels. Based on these observations, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,210, 11,307, and 11,400. Maximum call open interest seen at 12,000 and 11,500. Maximum put open interest at 11,000 and 11,200. A quick look at some stocks that have been in the news and therefore will be on our radar today as well. ICICI Bank, the country's largest private sector bank, ICICI has posted a profit of 1,908 crore rupees in the June quarter over lower provisioning and healthy net interest income growth. It was against a loss of 119.55 crore rupees reported in the year-ago period. Electrical equipment manufacturer Havells India on the 27th of July reported a 16.3% year-on-year decline in June quarter consolidated profit on muted growth in key segments like cables, lighting and switchgears. Auto stocks will naturally be in focus after the GST Council has decided to reduce the rate on electric vehicles from 12% to 5%. This, according to a CNBC TV18 report. And if you want to know more about the crisis in the auto sector, do listen to our podcast on, well, the crisis in the auto sector in India. So all in all, auto stocks and Havells India and ICICI Bank will be on our radar today. to make this auditory walk worth your while, we spoke to Angel Broking, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be a list of two, and both of them buy calls. Sun TV has a buy call. It ended trade on Friday at 491 rupees 5 paise. Target we're looking at is 530 rupees 530, with a stop loss placed at 469 rupees for an upside of 8%. Dr. Reddy's Laboratories has a buy call as well. It ended trade on Friday at 2,704 rupees 95 paise. Target we are looking at is 2,780 rupees. Stop loss 2,615 rupees for an upside of 3%. So Sun TV and Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, both with buy calls from Angel Broking. Well, that's pretty much all you need to know before you head into the day of trade. Here is hoping that there'll be some good news to you and that the stock market gods will smile down upon you. I'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street, which will be a recap of all the events on the Lal Street. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.